Kingston City Council is calling on the provincial government to investigate why some insurance companies are raising premiums or denying coverage for heritage-designated properties, despite provincial guidelines stating otherwise. The motion brought forward by Councillor Gary Osterhoff came before Council on Tuesday night. This move comes after Council has voted down several heritage designations in the last few months due to homeowners reporting that the designation was jeopardizing their ability to get or afford home insurance. Councillor Brandon Tozzo spoke to this issue when the motion was up for discussion.
I really worry if we don't get figured out the insurance component of this. I really do worry that there will be a heavy backlash in the public against heritage. I think we already are feeling some of that frustration from the community. When we first got on to council, I didn't hear a single person, and now we have people coming in tears about getting their properties being heritage.
In the very same meeting, Kingston resident Terry Shea came before council asking that the heritage designation on her home be removed, expressing that she would not be able to afford the hike in insurance she claims was brought on by the designation.
I've heard many times designations should not affect insurance premiums. However, this is not true. My home insurance is now unaffordable, which leaves me no choice but to come up with a way to make the impossible possible. I've lived in my home for over 11 years with an annual premium of $4,300, and now I'm faced with choosing a policy of upwards of $20,000 or risk losing my mortgage. My insurance broker and I have been declined by an alarmingly high amount of leading insurance companies over the last 6 to 8 weeks. The heritage program that drives homeowners into financial hardship does not build community pride. It creates instability, division, and conflict.
The province of Ontario has stated that insurance premiums should not go up as a result of a heritage designation. In her presentation to council, Shea cited the Insurance Bureau of Canada's brochure, Insuring the Living Past, which states that heritage properties can be more expensive to replace due to the layers of bureaucracy and bylaws surrounding repairing and rebuilding, among other factors. According to the National Trust of Canada, the industry is currently in a difficult spot, having to pay out massive claims due to extreme weather events, and is now going to great lengths to minimize any risks it can. They state older buildings, especially designated heritage buildings, appear to have become a target for this approach. While city staff and councillors have been searching for answers to help Shea and others in a similar predicament gain clarity and find a way forward, Councillor Connie Glenn says they have not been able to find clear answers.
What we keep being told is, well, the Ontario Heritage Act says that this isn't going to happen. It's not going to be a problem if you get a designation. But then we have property owner going to renew insurance and facing a skyrocketing rate. And what we can't get a clear answer on from anyone is this really due to the heritage designation or not? Because we've got a game of what I would call hot potato going on here. I don't want the heritage designation to be seen by members of the community as being a negative. But at the moment, that's pretty much what's being experienced.
The motion calls for insurance regulators, insurance industry representatives, and heritage professionals to work together to find solutions to protect heritage properties without unwarranted financial burden on homeowners, and find solutions to regulate the impact of heritage designation on insurance premiums. With unanimous support from Council, the call for clarity and resolution will be sent to the applicable regulatory and industry bodies, with hopes that heritage and homeowners will no longer have to be in conflict.
What this motion says is, we are fed up with heritage being a scapegoat for increased insurance rates. And it's time that it's stopped, and that the province, who has put us in this situation, along with the insurance companies, come together and fix it. We all have to live in the community together. We want people to be able to value heritage and heritage properties and live in them, but be able to afford to live in them. So please get together and fix it. That's really what this ask is. We've gone, I think, as far as we can possibly go, and the community, I think, will be supportive of getting this sorted out as much as we will.
This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.